Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Our top local story on WBBM, Chicago's 330,000 public school students will be back at their desks today for in-person learning. They've lost five class days as the teachers union and CPS argued over COVID safety measures. Meanwhile, suburban school districts are also trying to sort through the COVID surge minefield. WBBM's Bernie Tafoya reports.
St. Charles School District 303 has around 12,000 students. About 10% of them called in sick earlier this week, along with 188 staffers. Superintendent Jason Pearson says he's had questions whether there are any plans to switch to remote learning. He says no, at least not district-wide.
If we find ourselves in a situation where it's necessary, we will try to do a building-by-building or classroom-by-classroom closure, as opposed to anything that would be across the district.
Meanwhile, cases of COVID are also rising in Caneland School District 302, but Superintendent Todd Layden says students will keep learning in person.
The state superintendent, due to equity issues, wants all of the students in school in person as much as possible.
The superintendent also says health departments say COVID numbers still do not warrant going to remote learning. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Indiana's Governor Eric Holcomb is not letting the pandemic cloud his optimism about the present and the future. He made that clear as he delivered his State of the State address last night.
The governor talked up balanced budgets, debt reduction, record revenue and reserves, GDP growth, personal income growth, steel production, a growing population, investment in education, workforce development and roads, low unemployment.
Gee, I could go on and on, so I will.
If one word could characterize the 30-minute speech, it would be optimism.
Winston Churchill once said, "A pessimist sees the difficulty in every opportunity. An optimist sees the opportunity in every difficulty." You can color me an optimist.
And he had a message about vaccinations. Even if you disagree, he said, "Do it so we can continue to have those disagreements. Don't die," he said. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A juvenile facing felony charges in connection with a burglary at a car dealership in Westmont. Three other people are also charged in the incident on New Year's Eve at Laurel BMW on Ogden Avenue. Police say the unidentified juvenile was hospitalized after the incident after being shot by police while allegedly driving a stolen getaway car toward an officer. A judge has ordered the juvenile held until at least his next court appearance later this month. Now, from the DuckDuckGo sports desk, here's Josh Liss.
Hi, just in this morning, popular pitcher John Lester is retiring. He helped the Cubs win the 2016 World Series, was the NLCS co-MVP that year in six seasons. He was 77-44 with the Cubs, also a two-time champion with Boston. 38 years old, Lester is saying his body can't keep up with the majors anymore. John Lester retiring after 16 years, helped the Cubs win the title in 2016. Since entering the majors in 06, Lester ranks third in wins behind just Justin Verlander and Zach Greinke. He's also a cancer survivor. There's no new Bears coach yet. Interviews are expected to continue, though, according to reports with ex-Dolphins coach Brian Flores and ex-Eagles coach Doug Peterson in the mix. Three-pointers falling from the sky in the Bulls' big third-quarter run on the way to a 46-point blowout of the Pistons, 133-87.
DeRozan retains in front and boots clean. Look, rainbow three, nothing but net, and that was so wet. Timeout, Detroit. Get out the umbrellas, Bill Weddington. It's raining trays here at the United Center.
It's so sweet. With the threes.
It's a laugher at the UC. Bill Wennington, Chuck Swirsky, 670 to score. They hit 18 of 34 threes. That's 53% from behind the line. Get a team-high 22 and 8 boards from Nikola Vucevic. The Bulls win just to warm up for tonight's heavyweight matchup between the top two in the East. The 27-11 Bulls host the 25-14 Nets. 9 o'clock tip at the United Center. Illinois soars to a 10-point win in Nebraska, 29 for Trent Frazier. Double overtime, and Loyola wins its eighth in a row over Valparaiso. DePaul loses at Marquette, its fifth straight defeat. Alex DeBrincat scores twice, including an empty netter, sealing a Blackhawks victory in Columbus, 4-2. They've won two straight. Josh Liss, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Police say a man accused of stealing items in the southwest suburbs has been in trouble before with the Secret Service.
Orland Park police say they caught a man who allegedly stole a purse from a car in the Orland Square Mall parking lot Sunday afternoon. While investigating the incident, officers were contacted by a second person who reported a phone had been taken from his car. Officers were able to recover the phone in the car of 21-year-old Eric Baez. Police say Baez, a Chicago resident, was on federal probation as a result of a United States Secret Service arrest. It's not clear what that arrest was for. Bob Conway, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The Illinois Board of Higher Education has approved a new budget for fiscal 2023. Crane's Chicago Business reports the budget includes an increase in funding for public universities and community colleges. The new budget also calls for a $50 million increase in MAP grants for low-income students. Nearly 5,000 Chicago residents are testing positive each day for COVID, the vast majority for the Omicron variant. Numbers are down slightly from last week, but as WBBM's Mike Krauser reports, health leaders remain wary.
Chicago's Public Health Commissioner Dr. Allison Arwady says the surge may be flattening, the peak may be near, but it's not time to call it yet.
To the point, our case rate's extremely high. And honestly, the difference between 4,793 cases today versus just over 5,000 yesterday, mostly it's high. I am feeling good about the fact that potentially we are seeing at least some slowing of increase, but we do need some more days of data to feel more sure about the direction things are heading.
Chicagoans are being admitted to hospitals at the highest rate ever. Arwady said the vast majority are unvaccinated. She said, quote, "This is extremely not over." That's the latest.
The at times contentious process of redrawing Chicago's ward boundaries remains stalled. It's over the balance of power between Black and Latino aldermen.
Unlike the most recent City Council Rules Committee meetings, there were no arguments except for a brief discussion of whether future meetings would be in person or via Zoom. No member of the council's Latino caucus vocally expressed opposition to a map drawn without their participation. But without their votes, the issue will likely result in a referendum among competing maps. Rules Committee Chair Michelle Harris says that will cost millions.
Somebody's going to be footing the legal bills for the city's map. So it goes back to an unfunded mandate that the citizens are going to have to pay for, because we've got to pull the money from somewhere.
19th Ward Alderman Matt O'Shea stressed that no one gets everything they want in something like this.
Every part of this is difficult. Every part of this is about compromise, though.
Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A federal discrimination lawsuit's been filed by a Chicago-based addiction rehab center.
Haymarket CEO Dan Lustig says Haymarket is not trying to bully its way into Itasca and DuPage County, only that it recognizes just how badly the need is for an inpatient addiction treatment center.
What we have learned early on, which is why Haymarket Center was thought very hard of coming out to DuPage, was that very few opportunities were there, was a residential program where beds available for individuals to receive treatment.
The Haymarket civil rights lawsuit accuses Itasca Village board members of giving in to people who are biased against people with substance disorders. Itasca officials are not commenting on the lawsuit. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
In the U.S. Senate, a Chicago teenager is being honored along with his mom. His murder helped spark the civil rights movement.
Senators have voted to award the Congressional Gold Medal to Emmett Till, who was murdered when he was 14 by white supremacists in 1955 after he was accused by witnesses of whistling at a white woman in Mississippi. Others at the time contradicted those claims. The Senate also voted to honor his mother, Mamie Till Mobley, who insisted on an open casket funeral for her son to demonstrate the brutality of his killing. Supporters of the honor say they are a long overdue recognition of what the Till family endured, as well as what they accomplished in their fight against injustice. Jim Gottes, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Odyssey app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio, 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.